I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but my mum was born next to Bramall Lane. Bramall Lane is the actual football ground where Sheffield United play. Before 1970 something or other, anyway, it's about late 1970s, they actually put a fourth side on the pitch because there was only three stands. Because actually, it wasn't a football ground, it was a cricket ground. This is how Sheffield United Football Club was formed, because it was basically a cricket club and they had nothing to do in the winter, but they had this big open green area, so they would play football. And they started this way back in the 1880s, because Sheffield United is one of the oldest clubs in the country, football clubs in the country. Anyway, it meant that my mother was brought up next to a cricket ground. And she had a great love of cricket, and we'd spent a lot of time as children going to watch cricket matches there, and we were taught to score. And whenever we went on holiday, we would always have a cricket game, and cricket was sort of bred into me. It's a game that I really, really love. I love the whole rhythm to it and the patterns to it. A lot of people will tell you that it's a boring game because at its top level, at test level, it can last up to 5 days. And even after 5 days, it can still end in a no result, a drawn match. But within those 5 days, although it looks like there's a lot of slowness, a lot of stuff not happening, there is too, if you understand the game or you know the game, there is some fantastic moments of action. And even when it looks like nothing's happening, you can understand the mental awareness that goes on. Cricket is really, really important. And one of the very important things is to me is also I'm a Yorkshireman. And if anybody's game is cricket, it's a Yorkshireman's game. And so I was always taught to believe this, that a Yorkshireman's game is cricket. And so it's part of my essence, really. As much as I love Sheffield United, I do like cricket. In 1882, I think it was, and for those of you who are around at the time will remember it, Australia came over to England and beat an English cricket team in England for the first time ever. And the next day, the Times newspaper published an obituary for English cricket. And as a joke, some women burnt a set of stumps or a set of bales, the wickets, they're the bits of wood that go on top of the wickets, the stumps, and put the ashes in an urn and handed them over as the dead body of English cricket. And then since then, England and Australia, whenever they play cricket against each other, it's referred to as the Ashes series. They're playing for the ashes, basically for the soul of cricket. And England at the moment are in Australia. Every 2, 3 years, Australia comes to England or England go to Australia, and they play a five match test series where they play each other for 5 days, and they do this 5 times for 5 different games. And the winner of those 5 matches in the end wins the Ashes. And they don't actually win the Ashes because the Ashes never leave the museum at Lord's. Lord's is the cricket ground where there's a museum and the Ashes are kept in an urn there. Anyway, England are in Australia at the moment. And they actually have the Ashes. They won them the last time Australia came to England. England won them. But England haven't won an Ashes series in Australia for over 24, 26 years. And the England team or the Australian team have been brilliant. They've been really, really good up till now. Anyway, last night in the fourth test match, England won it, which put them 2-1 ahead in the series, which means that they cannot be beaten, in which case they retain the Ashes. So that's why last night I was commenting so much and jumping up and down and was very, very excited about the Ashes. I'll catch you on the flip side. Bye bye now.